Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Awakening with Katina Love and segment on Inspiration Sunday. Today is May the 1st, 2016. I am your host and your spiritual life coach. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and share your business and promote your life's purpose in the healing arts, or to share your wellness products and services, I would love to speak with you. My website is www.katinalove.com, KatinaLove.com. LotusLife8@yahoo.com is my email. The topic of today's show is Create Your Success and Abundance Mindset, Part 3. Our special guest today is the lovely Christina Dukes, and her website is www.christinadukes.com. Christina is a success manifestation coach and a catalyst of our generation, inspiring both women and men to fully believe in their potential and spiritual calling. Christina works with creative entrepreneurs and professionals, aligning them with the process that generates profits. As a coach, consultant, motivational speaker, and aspiring author, Christina strives to influence her generation through a process she created called Connect, Engage, and Inspire. This is part three of Create Your Success and Abundance Mindset. If this is your first time tuning in, we advise you to go back after the show and listen to both part one and part two in the archives. So, Christina, thank you so much for being a guest on the, again on the show
thank
today.
Thank
you
so
you
much
doing?
For having me, Katina. I am awesome. Happy Sunday to everyone listening. Yay! So my day is very abundant, prosperous, healthy, wealthy, all those wonderful things that God has in store for us. My day is all of those awesome things. So
I love it.
I am here. I'm ready to talk about abundance, and what we're going to talk about is how to attract abundance as an entrepreneur, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in that, I want you to think about this, okay? Let's stop for a second. Let's think about, and we talked about the definition of abundance before on one of our previous shows, and so abundance is really the overflow, okay? So think about it like this. In order to attract abundance, you're going to have more than what meets your needs. So just meeting our needs is an entirely different category. When we're getting into abundance and the overflow, what it really means is having enough to pour over into other people, other things that we want to do in life. So I think a lot of times what happens as entrepreneurs is that we don't ask for abundance. We ask just for just enough to get through the month. We ask for just enough to get through the week. We ask for just enough to get through the next 2 weeks. But we never take the time to really ask for the overflow. Now, you have to recognize, don't feel guilty about asking for overflow, because a lot of us in our limiting beliefs and the way we grew up, we were taught that it's not good to have a lot of money, that rich people are evil. Like, we've been conditioned with all of these really bad thoughts, and it's no one's fault. It's just the way things work sometimes. It's just how our parents grew up, and you got to realize that most of our parents are coming out of the era of the Great Depression, where money was scarce, that people were afraid of losing their jobs and losing their homes, so they kind of formulated these limiting belief systems as to justify why they were where they were in life. And the difference that I noticed with a lot of people who are really wealthy, so before I got into life coaching, I worked in high-end architecture, and I noticed the difference in their mentality. Yeah, some of the more wealthy people may have been high maintenance, but they thought in abundance. Like, there's always going to be enough money to do this, that there's always going to be enough to suffice my lifestyle. And one thing I did notice, and before I get into the three ways to attract abundance, is that I noticed with the more wealthy people is that they didn't focus so much on saving. They focused more on income generation. They didn't focus so much on, I've got to hoard this, that, you know.
When
I think about saving, I think about hoarding. It means I'm trying to save up all this money to have it because it makes me feel better. And it's good to have the savings. I'm just not huge on saving. I'm more focused on income generation because for me personally, I know that God meets all my needs. I'm really not worried about it. For me, what feeling is going to have, what feeling will $10,000 in the bank give me? Like what, you know, I've got to really think about what emotions are attached to that. And so for me personally, I would rather have $10,000 in my checking account that I could spend versus it sitting in my savings account and I can't spend it, but I feel like, oh, okay, well, I'm hoarding it, so I feel better. So we're going to talk about maybe in next week's show or some, or, you know, whenever, about Feng Shui and that kind of hoarding feeling. Because people are hoarding in their lives. In their, you look in their closets, go in their closet, go in their purse. People are hoarding and they're actually blocking their blessings because they're not allowing that energy to flow. Okay. So we'll talk about that in another show. But like I said, what I realized with wealthy people is they were more focused on income generation and leveraging credit in a proper way in order to have more cash flow. Now, what I noticed with people that were not doing so well, they were more focused on saving, 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 and always saying they never had enough, they never had enough, they never had enough. And what the result of that was that, in fact, they never had enough. So let's get to abundance now and the overflow and having more than enough.
Yay!
We talked about before, abundance can come in a number of ways. So decide what that is. Is it an abundance of clients? Is it an abundance of income? Is it an abundance of opportunities? Abundance shows up in different ways within our lives. We can even have an abundance of food. It's just, you know, it's an overflow. It's what you have more than enough of. So the first thing you want to do to attract more abundance as an entrepreneur, and what we're going to more focus on right now, is income and clients, okay? So the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to create your ideal client list. So my question would be, what does your ideal client look like? Get as specific as possible, meaning what do they do for a living right now? How much money are they earning? Because the thing is, do they have enough money to pay you? So what I've found a lot with a lot of entrepreneurs is that they're pitching great products just to the wrong audience. So you've got to realize that majority of people's sales don't come from Instagram when it comes to, like, business and coaching services, right? Most of our leads come from videos, like Facebook. So you got to realize that most people who are using Instagram are not purchasing products. It's just a fact. It's a statistic. You can look it up. It just is what it is. Most people are purchasing products from, like, Facebook, direct emails, and videos, whether it's YouTube, Periscope, what have you. So are you pitching the right products at the right place? And that's your positioning. So create that ideal client list. What do they look like? How old are they? You could even make a name for them. Like I call, we call it a tribe. So my tribe is called the Success Magnets. So in looking at what my ideal client looks like, they're an executive professional. They're making around six figures or higher. They're in the corporate space. They're either an executive, doctor, lawyer. They have dreams and talents and things they want to do outside of that space. They just don't know where to get started. And they're kind of tired of the corporate space. They would maybe like to consider exiting what they're doing if they could only figure out how to make as much money and pursuing their passions. So I help them create their space outside of corporate as coaches, authors, thought leaders, speakers, and entrepreneurs, helping them figure out what else it is they want to do and how to make money from that is most important. If we're not generating income from something, then it makes it a hobby. And I don't think we have time for hobbies in this day and age unless you want to be stuck. And sometimes you're not stuck. You just need some redirection. I'm going to tell you how to figure out how to get redirected. So in addition to thinking about all those unique qualities and characteristics of your ideal clients, think about a couple other things. What are their biggest fears, their dreams, their desires? Are they married, not married? You also want to think about what do they want to achieve in life? What is it that you can help them with? So getting as specific as you can about your ideal client. So when I write out an ideal client list, which I don't necessarily share with my clients, but I write out certain things like they pay me on time. They see my value right away. They hire me right away. They don't argue my fees. They feel that I'm valuable and I'm worth every dollar of what I'm charging. They're really not afraid, or these are things that don't bother them, because trust me, you will get let down if you're pitching your product to the wrong person who doesn't fit your ideal client list. And the more specific you can be about it, the more you can attract, because remember, like attracts like. So my ideal clients are really like me. Because that's who I was before I got into the coaching space. So I believe that you will go through certain situations. You will develop your gifts in certain areas because that's what God wants you to do, and you're going to teach people the how. Well, I successfully got to exit that corporate space. So now I'm able to help other people exit the corporate space. So you got to think about what you're going through, what you're learning, because everything in life is a learning experience, but really your clients are going to hire you because you know how to do something that they really, really want to do. Okay? In addition to creating that ideal client list, you want to extend love and gratitude in advance to your clients. So something that I actually recently just did I did attract clients from it. So what I did was I watched this Jim Carrey video about how he wrote himself a check for $10 million. Well, he gave himself 5 years to manifest it, kept the check in his wallet, and he looked at it all the time. He just kept it very visible, and then he would visualize that. He would go to neighborhoods where he really wanted to live. So he was visualizing, getting that energy going, and he would look at the check and know that this money is for him, and it's out there, and he's going to get it. He just focused on that, okay? He didn't worry. He didn't get stressed out and everything. And so if you go back to our episode one where we talked about law of attraction and the principles behind that, he did everything right. Well, guess what? On his first movie, Dumb and Dumber, he made $10 million. So it works, definitely. So what I've done, what I did actually, I wrote in a check. I took a check. And if you don't have a check, create one. Everyone knows what a check looks like. Make your own on a sheet of paper. I don't care. But what I did was I took a check and I wrote out, because I want to work with 10 more people throughout the year. So to work with those 10 people, I would generate around $50,000. So what I did was I wrote myself a check for the amount that I would get paid in order to work with these ideal clients. And I put it in my wallet. Well, I just did this maybe 2 days ago. Well, I already secured 2 new clients. So I only need 8 more. So, and it's only April. So, and in addition to the 16 people I'm already working with, okay? So it was very liberating. And then I attracted them so fast, and I didn't realize that, why isn't everyone writing these checks? Just write yourself a check and just put it in your wallet. Just decide what you want. And what I did was I loved my clients before they showed up. I asked God to send me people that would be influenced by me, that would find influence in me, that would see my value, that would know I was the right person to work with them. And I loved them in advance, and I extended gratitude to them and God in advance for allowing me to be a part of their journey. You know, when it really comes to, and especially what I do in life and business coaching, you can do it yourself. But the question is, the real question is, who's going to hold you accountable to make sure you do it? Because if you haven't told anyone your dreams, goals, and desires, and you haven't, who cares? Who cares if you make it or not? Who cares if you do it or not? It's almost like hiring a personal trainer, because you know you got to get serious about your workouts. You got to have someone hold you accountable to make sure you do your workouts. So that's why people hire a trainer. You got to think about a life and a business coach or whatever help it is that you need in the same exact way. So the second thing you're going to need to do in order to attract more abundance as an entrepreneur is you're going to have to do something different. And when I say do something different, well, obviously the way you've been doing things has given you the results that you have so far. Right? Now you're going to need to just do something different. It's almost like, you know, you take the same route to work every day, and one day you decide to take a different route, and you notice the most beautiful flowers on your new route, or butterflies, something beautiful. But if you hadn't obeyed your spirit and done something different, you would have been taking the same route, dealing with the same people, seeing the same things over and over and over again. So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. So you've got to do something different. And when I'm talking to entrepreneurs and saying do something different, that means maybe you need to refresh your website. Maybe you need to do a photo shoot. Maybe you need to create a new program for your clients. Maybe you need to use a different type of social media. So you've got to pick and choose what's going to work for you. Like, for example, one thing that's really grown my business was YouTube and Facebook. So I've tested out Periscope, and, you know, for me personally, I would probably say I'm still not ready, completely ready for it. And I definitely believe start before you're ready, but I've got to do what's working for me. But then if I want to do something differently, I have to either rebrand myself on the social media platforms that are working for me, or I'm going to have to challenge myself and try a different social media platform that I haven't tried out before. So, like, for example, in the coaching program that I have, I recently went through an entire rebranding, and we're still working on my website and et cetera, but I did have to create, like, entirely new programs. And so in creating these new programs, my business escalated. You know why? Because as I began to grow in my brand, what happened was that I was able to kind of reflect that, or – kind of put that energy into the new programs I was creating, and I was able to get super crystal clear about what I was going to help people to do. So, for example, we'll take one of which is one of my best-selling programs right now, the Ultimate Success Blueprint. So the way that was born was that most of my clients had gone through the process with me of discovering their purpose, figuring out their passion, what were their profitability areas, what ways could they make money outside of their day job. And then when we got to this kind of plateau, I realized, hey, most of my clients are going to eventually become coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs, and authors. So what does that mean? That means that I'm going to have to do something differently and invest in myself in order to take my clients to the next level. Yeah. So you got to think about when you're doing something differently, that what you're doing is you're really adding value. What's your unique market positioning? Me personally, being able to help people become speakers, coaches, authors, exactly what I am. Now you can see how the process is going. That it was exactly what I've done, exactly what I've been through, exactly what I've manifested myself into is what I'm helping other people to do now. So you got to do something differently. Like I said, create a different program, revamp your website, do a photo shoot, try some different social media, try some different marketing avenues. But definitely do your best to invest in yourself and try to do something differently. The third thing is you're going to get help. You're going to need to get help if it's definitely necessary. So I actually just hired a new coach. I've always worked with coaches. I believe coaches need coaches. Oprah has a coach. John Maxwell has a coach. Let's see. I think Will Smith has even worked with a coach. There are so many people that have worked with life coaches, business coaches. And you don't even know that the reason that they're so successful is because they have gotten help and worked with somebody. You can only do it by yourself for so long. If we were meant to be alone, God would never gave Adam Eve. We would be here all by ourselves doing it alone, but we're not supposed to. That's why, because we can't do everything. You can't be a graphic designer, a web designer, a life coach, a business coach, a financial planner, a photographer. You've got to pick one, okay, just in this season right now. Okay, just in this season. Think about it like this, okay? I was just watching this video about Will Smith, and it was saying that Will Smith always wanted to be a director, right?
Okay.
But when Will Smith started off, Will Smith started off as a rapper. You remember that?
Right.
So it was like he has, so every one of his gifts and talents, now guess what Will Smith is? He's a director. He doesn't act as much as he used to. So it took him to go through the process of evolving his career from rapper to TV star to movie star to director. But if he set out on day one saying, no, I'm not going to rap because I'm a director, he would have never become a director. So sometimes in this season, this is what you're called to do. Sometimes in this season, maybe you are good at graphic design, but maybe it's not something you're super strong at. Maybe you're better at speaking. Well, focus on what you're better at right now in this season and what people are willing to pay you for. And then that will gateway you into other things. Maybe along that path, you realize, hey, I'm a better graphic designer than a speaker. But you've got to get started somewhere and realize, like, where you are. But get help in doing that. Get help to really manifest your dreams and desires and create crystal clear expectations of what you're going to be able to do. So I recently just hired a new coach about a week ago. And so I'm all for investing in yourself. Last year, and I'm a very candid and open person, so don't feel like, oh, Christina's telling us all her business. But like last year, I invested about $25,000 in coaching. Didn't have the money to pay for it when I first did it, and I was so terrified after. But do you know what? Through the process of manifestation and law of attraction, I did, in fact, manifest the money. So now, a lot of you are saying, well, how did I manifest $25,000 to pay for coaching?
I never.
You know what? What I did was I went ahead and committed to it. I never worried about it. What I did was I just wrote on a sheet of paper that I wrote out like this kind of like how much money I was going to need monthly in order to make this happen. And so what I did was I essentially just like wrote her name on the paper with how much I was going to need to commit to monthly and for how long. And I just made it into a game. And every month the money would show up. It would show up. It would show up. And what I would do is I just kind of created this like payment plan list. And then every time I made a payment, I'd cross it off. And I got closer to the finish goal. I got closer to the end. And it was so exciting. So you can manifest money to pay for what you want. You just got to put them somewhere on your vision board or your vision wall so you can focus on creating the money to pay them.
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to focus on attracting abundance, and say, for example, I think I had to, like, I did a down payment, I think, of like $4,000 or $5,000, and then I had to pay like the $20,000 over the remainder of the year. So I think I needed to manifest a little under like $2,000 or so per month. And so in order to pay her. So listen, so what I did was I didn't think about the scarcity because the scarcity would have told me just to ask for $2,000 a month. But instead, I asked for $4,000 a month. So I could have abundance and overflow, right? And then once I got the $4,000, I started asking for $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000. So I was able to pay her off a lot faster by just increasing what it was that I was needing, wanting, and desiring. So in order to get help, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to make a commitment to it. And once you've made that commitment to it, you're going to have to focus on manifesting it because it's like if you're going to have to wait to create the income, then we'll be waiting forever because it's never going to happen. There's no urgency. But once you've hired someone and you've committed, the sense of urgency to get the money is there. That's what you need.
That's beautiful, Christina.
Right?
That's beautiful.
That's what you
I'm going to do that.
So hire someone. Help, you know, hire a coach. Hire a trainer. I don't care what it is you feel you need help in. Maybe you feel you have it all together. But look, I'm pretty successful. I've done very well in my business, but I realized that I have to have a coach. And I was looking for the right person because I wasn't as aligned with my last coach. So the new coach that I got was much more aligned with me. And I didn't worry about how I was going to pay him. I committed to him, and guess what happened? Those two new clients showed up right away.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
It all works out. It all works
out.
Yeah,
it always does.
It does. It always works out. And when we're thinking about abundance and attracting that, it's like go ahead and book the ticket. Go ahead and book that vacation that you really need.
Right.
Just go ahead.
Right.
If you got to put
it
on a credit card,
right?
Just go ahead. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, it's like a lot of us think, oh, well, I don't have it, so I shouldn't do it. But you know what? My thing is just go ahead and do it. Just enjoy your life. Can I tell you
right.
something? Your credit card company is not
right.
sitting up at night thinking about you and wondering when you're going to pay
right.
them. They don't care.
Right. They don't care.
They're not thinking.
They're just
in all honesty, they're well, in all honesty, they're hoping that you don't pay them so that they can write you off as a bad debt.
Wow.
It reduces
awesome.
Their tax liability.
Wow, that's amazing. That's great.
Right?
That's good information. That's
like, in a way, they're sort of hoping you file bankruptcy so they can write it off.
That is cool, right?
Yeah. It just is. It is what it is. Like, they're always trying to get rid of money. Like, if
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, when you really think about it. So just realize that money, abundance, all of this is really just a big game. It's just how you play the game. I'm not telling you to go out and get tons of thousands of dollars of debt, but if you do have tons of thousands of dollars of debt, screw it. Who cares?
Right.
You know, just
right.
make a firm decision about what you're going to need to do to be in a place of peace. Money is a game, and
mm-hmm.
everybody in one
mm-hmm.
way or another, especially living in America, has debt. Everyone. So don't think like, oh, my God, I can't pay my bills. I can't sleep at night, because your credit card company sure isn't not sleeping at night because you owe them money.
Right, right. And like you're saying, we're not here to worry and worry about how we're going to pay our bills and worry about this and worry about that. It really does need to be a shift in our mindset about money.
Yeah.
And you know, to really just change our relationship with money, and then things will get a whole lot better.
Because the thing is, who cares? So a lot of people,
just be light with
and we'll
it,
talk
right?
about that. Yeah. So we'll talk about that in our next video a little bit more about feng shui in your wallet and the whole smelling money thing and why it works. It's because
mm-hmm.
it's stupidly ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's why it works.
Right? It's funny,
it's
Christina,
a silly,
because,
stupid
you know, when
thing.
When I saw your video on YouTube about, I think you might have been in Europe at the time, and you were in the lobby. You was like, smell your money. And that's
mm-hmm.
really the video, the first one that I watched. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing that. And I had some
why
money.
Why not?
Because
the thing is, like, it's the most ridiculous thing ever. That's
yeah.
why it works. Because you
yeah.
think, I'm just going to smell this dumb money. I'm just going to smell it. It's just paper. Just smell it.
It's paper. Right.
Yeah.
It has the energy
what if it
to
works,
it, though.
What if it don't work? Like, who cares? But it's the who cares
right.
attitude that makes it happen.
Absolutely. To be unattached, right? To be detached from it.
To be unattached. And being, you know what, that's what we're trying to learn here in life, is to be detached from everything.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my father? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, what he meant was, I'm not attached to you people. I'm attached
right.
to my purpose. I'm attached to what
there
I'm called to do.
There you go. There you go.
Right?
That's interesting, Christina, because you know what's funny? I call my parents by their names. I don't say mom
mm-hmm.
and daddy. I say, I call them by their names. And it just sits right
I call
mine
parental
you know what I mean?
Units. Because it's like we're friends. We're just people. You're
right.
a vessel. You're a vessel
right.
that was here to bring me into the world. Now, you're supposed
yes.
to nurture me, educate me, give me values, all those great things.
Right.
But even if you don't, it's going to be up to me to find it. They always say, if you're born poor, it's not your fault. But if you die poor, that's surely your fault.
There you go. There you go.
Right?
Because
your life is going to be up to you. Yeah. It's not
yes,
your parents.
We are responsible.
It's not what they want, because they're going to be dead and gone eventually. Your family, like whoever, they're
right.
going to be gone. And,
right.
you know, a lot of times people say, well, family is everything. But one thing I've learned about becoming successful is that
mm-hmm.
when's the last time, well, we did see some, well, think about this. Like, when's the last time you saw Oprah bringing her family around? When's the last time
mm-hmm.
you saw her, you know, like, oh, my God, I can't do this because my family, or I can't do this because I can't leave my family. You have never seen her do that. Think about it like this.
Right.
Beyonce's
right.
still working. She has plenty of money. She
mm-hmm.
has a family, but you don't hear her saying,
mm-hmm.
I can't perform anymore because I have a family.
Right. She's still doing it.
No, because at the end of the day, you're going to learn. They always say it's lonely at the top. And it is. It's pretty true, but you'll find new friends that are on your level.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Yeah, you'll find new people that are at that place, but don't hold yourself back because of what other people aren't doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
awesome.
We'll end
any
with
other
that.
Questions?
Did you I was just going to say, did you want to leave like one last thought or one quote that people can use to help them to manifest more abundance?
So what I do want to say, and I'll close with this, is that let's not think about attracting abundance as an outside experience. You're already abundant.
Mm-hmm.
You're already rich. You're already wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to recognize
mm-hmm.
it and have an aha moment and just bring in what you are into your space. So stop looking at what's around you and the despair and the craziness. Stop looking at that. Start focusing like
right.
Jim Carrey did. When he did that, he was broke. He started focusing on who he was going to be. Tyler Perry did it. They didn't look at who they are today. They looked at who they were going to be.
Right.
And you
absolutely.
Can't let rejection get you down. You can't let that set you back, because you've got to recognize what's important here is how you feel about yourself. You can't pay your bills with opinions of other people. You've got to focus
yes.
on what you're called to do, what your gifts and talents are, and who you are as a person. Focus on that. And not until you recognize that you're already abundant, you're already all those things. The day you were born and brought into this world, that's what God said about you. So you've got to just know that it's true. You've got to recognize that no matter what anyone else says, you are already successful. You just need, you're not stuck. You just need some redirection. And sometimes you got to get help in order to get that redirection that you need, because you need a fresh perspective.
Absolutely.
So my closing thought is that you're already abundant. You just need to acknowledge and recognize it.
Absolutely. I thank you so much for that, Christina. Thank you for all that you do and being an influence in my life and helping me to improve. And I'm just so grateful for you. If someone
thank
wants to
you.
Work with you, how would they reach you?
Oh, absolutely. So the easiest way to reach out to me, where you can find all my social media handles and everything it is you need about me, is online at www.christinadukes.com. All my social media things are there, as well as you can send me a message there. I think I got like 4 inquiries for new coaching clients since last night.
Awesome.
Just go on there and
that's
pop
beautiful.
It in. I'll respond to it usually within like 24 to 48 hours. So, I mean, I'd love to
beautiful.
Do that. Also, I'm doing something so awesome that I've never done before. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm ever going to do this again. I'm just in a really good mood. I know it's only May 1st, but for some reason, I'm just in a really good mood right now. But
that's awesome.
What I'm doing, and I'm actually going to be sending an email out about it tomorrow. So make sure you message
mm-hmm.
me if you want to take advantage of this. But
sure.
I'm giving away 7 free coaching strategy sessions, 7 free 45-minute coaching sessions.
Awesome.
And it's just first come, first serve.
Okay.
This is my way of giving back to give thanks, because
right.
I have a lot of clients I'm working with right now, but I realize a lot of people do need help, and they maybe aren't in a position right now where they can financially do it. So I'm just doing this as a way to give back, to say thank you to God and the universe for blessing me with 2 new clients.
Christina.
Yeah, so
beautiful.
It's the first come, first serve, and there's an email with a link that's going to be going out tomorrow. So I highly suggest either send me a message or get on my mailing
mm-hmm.
list so you can grab those spots right away.
Awesome. ChristinaDukes.com. Christina is
yes.
your success and manifestation coach. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Awakening with Katina Love. Create Your Success and Abundance Mindset, Part 3. Namaste.
Day.